Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Straight Talk Live. This is WBCP 1580 AM. Welcome to the show. We're so happy that you've joined us this morning. Remember, we're going to be looking for you to call in. I am happy to be a guest host this morning. This is Imani Bazell in for Gina Jackson or Lonnie Clark, whichever you choose. It's recording, right? Hello, everybody. Okay, we want to make sure the equipment was functioning well. This morning, we are very pleased to have a studio full of guests. Some of you may know these young men and my friend Kimberly, but I'm going to introduce you to them again. They are with the Youth Media Workshop, and we're here this morning to talk about And the Beat Goes On, the spirit of the legacy of the Douglas Center Drum Corps. The Youth Media Workshop has worked very diligently over the past year to, maybe half year? Since January, to produce a very important documentary for our community. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. So I want you all to get ready to call in and participate in this discussion at 359-9227. I want you to jump in on this conversation whenever you feel moved. But let's start with introducing who is in the studio. We have Nick Green. Where's Nick? Say hey, Nick.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Okay. And Jay Walker.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay. And Miss Kim Chronic.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, now let's say who these folks are. Kim Chronic works for WILL, public radio and television, really. Kim does community outreach and relations and is also the co-director of the Youth Media Workshop. So, Kim, I'm going to get you in here in a couple minutes to give our listening audience a little more information about what the Youth Media Workshop is. I know they've heard about it before, but we might have some new listeners who need this good information. And then we are so pleased to have Nick and Jay with us. Nick and Jay are Urbana High School students who helped put this video together. So first, let's meet these young men. We just want to know a little bit about who you are, okay? Who's your mama? Stuff like that. Okay? Jay? You said you weren't scared, so just talk.
My name is Jay Walker. Like you said, I go to Urbana High School. We're trying to promote our new documentary that's coming out September 23rd at Boardman's Art Theater.
Now, I'm finna talk bad about y'all because I know when you are not in the studio, everybody can hear you down the street, round the corner. Teachers be thinking about giving you detentions for being too loud in class and in the hallway. So I need you to show out over at WBCP to make sure that our audience gets every word you say. Now, Mr. J, you are a junior, correct?
Yeah.
And you've been, you've always lived in Champaign-Urbana?
Mm-hmm.
Always in Urbana in particular?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you probably got a lot of friends and relatives around, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got brothers and sisters?
I have a younger sister.
Tell me about her.
Her name is Tiffany. She's 13. She goes to Urbana Middle School.
Okay.
She's an eighth grader.
She's an eighth grader, so she's got 1 year to go before she joins you your senior year at Urbana High School, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and who do you live with?
My parents.
Okay, tell us about your mom and dad.
My mom's name is Cheryl Walker, and my dad's name is Robbie Walker. They both are retired from the military.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, he's commander over at the Legion. My mom actually just retired out of the military. She got back about 2 years ago from Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too much more I can say.
Oh, there's a lot to say about them, but we just want to make sure that we ground you in the community you tell us you're from by knowing who's your people.
Okay.
So you have two retired military parents, mm-hmm. And you have a 13-year-old sister who's at Urbana High School. Urbana Middle School, excuse me. She's going to join you next year. Now, Mr. Nick, what about you? Act like you in the hallway.
My name is Nick Green. I'm 16 years old. I go to Urbana High School also.
Nick, tell us more.
Okay, I have a little brother. He's 4. He just went to kindergarten. No,
yay.
He's 5, actually. Sorry. He just went to kindergarten.
Where's he in kindergarten?
Wiley.
He's at Wiley. Okay, everybody at Wiley, this is a shout-out to Wiley Elementary School students and faculty and administrators.
And his name is Kobe Green.
Kobe.
And I have 2 younger sisters. One's a sophomore and one's a freshman. Her name's LaToya Green. She's the sophomore. And Tracia Green, she's the freshman.
Okay, so y'all got a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior at Urbana High School?
Yeah.
Wow, y'all running it over there or what? Now, who do you live with?
I live with my mom and dad.
With your mom and dad. Tell us a little bit about them. Their friends are listening.
My mom's name is Tracy Green. My dad's name is Charles Green.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom works at Carl. And my dad works for a garbage company.
All right. All right. And look what y'all's parents have produced so far. We're very proud of not just you, but where you come from. And, Nick, you've always been from Urbana-Champaign?
Yeah, I've been
okay.
here a while.
You've been here a while. Okay, so you came up through the school system here.
I think I've been here... I don't know how long, but I've been here all my life. I was raised here.
Okay, so you went to elementary, middle school,
yeah.
and now high school
yeah.
here. Very good. Okay, Miss Kim, come on up here. We want folks to know who's in the room.
Okay.
Now, Miss Kim, for most of the people who listen to WBCP, a lot of folks think of WILL as that white place. What are y'all doing all up in these black kids' lives?
Well, you know, I should say that WIL has worked with kids before. We've had a long-standing radio program with Uni High, an oral history project that was started way before I got there.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Dickey is currently the one that works with the Uni High kids and their teacher, and that's an in-school program. And they come up with the topic, and they do history, and they do interviews, and they turn into radio programs. But WIL has never specifically, before the Youth Media Workshop, worked with black kids, really. And the reason that we were able to do it is because Dr. Will Patterson, came knocking on our door. We had been friends and knew each other as media producers, but never had talked about how can our specific skills and our relationship turn into something more that would benefit the community. So it's really his vision and his energy and my similar mission and willingness to listen and to tell the station and invite the station to work with kids. There is nothing more satisfying for me in the 16 years I've been making media than to help young people do that and make that craft. It's just, I'm inspired daily by it. So that's really how it happened. Somebody knocked on our door, Dr. Patterson, and we listened, and this is going on our 4th year now.
Yes. So I know in the first 3 years, the primary focus was on girls, which has produced some wonderful radio documentaries. And you and Dr. Patterson were looking for just the right project or opportunity to begin to fold boys into the Youth Media Workshop. And because Dr. Patterson is also a product of the local community, I know he felt a particular interest and drive to capture some historical element of the community that he came up in that now you two young men have come up in, and that's where this project came from, correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all and these monosyllabic answers are not going to work for me. You know, Miss Imani don't play that. Okay, you got to give us a little bit more. Why is this important? Why did Miss Kim and Dr. Patterson want to capture this history of the drum corps?
Well, it's not so much as the history of the drum corps itself, but it's the history of Champaign-Urbana altogether. It seems like back in the 1960s, like, everybody knew about the drum corps. But nowadays, like, kids our age and younger don't know anything about it. And the drum corps did a lot. Like, they went to New York in 68, I think, and, like, won a big competition out there, and nobody knows about that. And, like, and they went through so much just to get to that point. And for people not to know anything about it, kids not to know anything about it, I guess everybody felt like that was ridiculous. So basically what Doc did is Dr. P, what he had did is he got a bunch of students that have been in high school together and told us what we were going to do, and we just did whatever he told us to do.
You want to add something to that, Mr. Nick?
The program actually started with 8 of us,
mm-hmm.
but as we went through...
Let's throw out some names. Let's give as much props as we can today. Who got started with this?
It was Brian Mitchell. He's still in it, actually. He just couldn't make it today. Mike Jones, Quan Cobbs, Corian Donald, Chris Harris, and William McCullough.
And then you two makes the 8?
Yeah.
Very nice. So they got started. Somehow they fell away, but we still want to give them credit for having helped get it rolling, right?
Yeah.
Very good.
So it just ended with me, myself, Nick Green, Jay Walker, and Brian Mitchell. And so as we were going through the editing room, it took a lot of patience, but we made it through. And we really want you to come see the film. The documentary.
Now, again, we're going to plug when and where, and then I want to backtrack a little bit on this this idea of why this mm-hmm. is important. Now, again, the name of the film is And the Beat Goes On, The Spirit and the Legacy of the Douglas Center Drum Corps. There's going to be a screening next Saturday, everyone, so make sure you mark your calendars. That's next Saturday at noon at the Art Theater. You know, over there on Church Street in downtown Champaign. It is free and open to everyone. Now, it starts at noon, correct? Mm-hmm. Now, when something starts at noon, that doesn't mean leave your house at noon. That doesn't mean get in your car or look for the bus schedule at noon. That means show up in time to get in. Is there going to be popcorn and stuff? Get your little snacks and be in your seat by noon. So y'all know why I'm saying that, right? Because we love some CP time. But we want to be respectful of these young men's work. And so maybe we should just tell ourselves it starts at 11:45. Now, I want to get back to this idea. Now, again, a lot of people actually do know about this. What I think I hear you saying is our young people don't know about this.
Yeah.
Correct? And so the important thing was that our young people rediscover our history. Hey, we got a call? Wonderful. Let's see. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Imani. How are you?
Hey, is this Miss Gina?
Yes, ma'am.
Well.
I'm calling to thank you for hosting today, and to thank Dr. P and Kim Cronick and the wonderful young men that have come down today to share their experience with us.
Okay, and Miss Gina, I was getting ready to ask the young men or ask them to elaborate on why this is important. Why? Because it's not that a lot of times people say, nobody knew. People know, but we stop talking about it. We stop sharing our history, and so our young people don't know what their legacy is. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, and I had talked to the gentleman earlier. I'm on the road. The drum corps. And so they really weren't separate entities, but they were the heartbeat of the community. I mean, everyone would come out, even for their practices, for the 4th of July parade. That was the highlight of our community, to be able to watch the Douglas Center drill and drum corps in the 4th of July parade. I mean, everyone's eyes would, I mean, just stop, look, listen, whoever they were. And just because of the intensity, the passion, the dedication, and the drill team and drum corps, they had their heads up high and they were stepping high. And they were a sight to be seen. And so that was, you know, along with the softball team, the community, the older folks in the community helped guide these young people. And it all showed in their pride and their performance.
Yes, Miss Gina, that's exactly what I wanted to get at. So this isn't a celebration of black folks just playing good music. We know black folks know how to, you know, make a beat, right? We can make a beat on a trash can top. So really, this isn't about black folk sound good. This is about something else.
Yes, this is about family. This is about caring. This is about pride in anything you do. And that we as a community have a rich tradition, and it's not just about beating on drums, because all those folks, whether they were on the drill team or the drum corps, they went on to do other things. And it all was because of the nurturing in the community.
We still
have a lot of those folks here, and you've got Paul Hersey, you've got Ms. Bridgewater, you've got people that were in the drill team, you've got Rick's mother, Fern Fortney, you've got Joanne Palmore, you got Ann Jackson, Naomi Branch, you've got Sheila Jackson, Dr. Evelyn Underwood.
Mm-hmm. I love throwing all these names out. That's just wonderful.
Participants. And like I was telling the gentleman earlier, the drill team drum corps was a generational type thing. There wasn't just a one-time thing.
Yes. And so, Miss Gina, before we leave you, why is it important for young people to have these opportunities? I hear you talking about character development, it seems like to me.
Yes, strength in yourself, confidence in yourself, and the ability to do whatever you wish. Whatever you do, you can do it. And when you have the community behind you, when you have our elders behind you, when you have examples from young men and young women also standing there, those in the drill team, they're an example for the younger folks.
Absolutely.
And these young men walk around the community, they have to realize that someone's looking up to them or someone's looking at them.
Yes.
What we, every day, as we walk and talk, as we go down the street, we need to consciously that we're having an impact on somebody, and hopefully it's a good impact, you know, which is not walking down the street and cursing and hollering and just, showing out. We have to set an example every second of today, because we have an obligation to give our young people all the opportunity in the world to succeed.
Absolutely.
We have to give them good examples.
Wonderful. Now, young man, before Miss Gina hangs up, do y'all get who you're talking to? Do you realize who that is on the phone?
Actually, we don't.
Okay, now see, yeah, we just want to make sure. Miss Gina.
Is Mr. Walker there, Jane?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I work with your father. He's commander of the American Legion 559, and I'm the county commander.
Oh.
Champaign County. American Legion, but I'm also District 1 City Council representative, and I represent about 9,000 people in District 1 for the city of Champaign.
I should probably know who you are then.
So now y'all know another little piece, because one of the things that's important about understanding history is that we're actually in the midst of creating it every day, right? Mm-hmm. So history isn't just something that happened in the past that we dig up. Mm-hmm. By the work we do every day, we're creating new history. And so you're talking to someone on the phone who is a big part of creating history, especially in the Champaign African American community. You're talking to somebody who sits on the city council, somebody who grew up in this community, mm-hmm. who knows your parents, who knows your other relatives. It's important for you to know.
And the reason why I'm on the city council, I had influence from Mr. Kirtle, from my parents, you know. I had that influence at Douglas Center and in the community. So that inspired me to give back to the community when I came back home.
So that was a plug for y'all to recognize what your responsibility is as an adult. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Miss Gina, anything else?
It's funny because the old adage and what you hear is like, you know, I know your mother, I know your father. So you have to always be on your toes because you never know who knows who.
Yeah.
But you gentlemen are disciplined enough that you never have to worry about that. And just keep setting the example and keep doing a great job. And you have made history.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in, for being our first caller, and we're hoping that the line is just going to start jumping off the hook.
Well, I'd like to make a plug for September 19th
yes.
at the Champaign City Council Chambers. We will be going into the final vote to have an honorary street selected for Brother Jack McDuff, Eugene McDuffie, who was a resident of Champaign-Urbana and lived on Beardsley Street. So as many people as possible could come out and be there and support, I would really, really appreciate it.
Miss Gina, I can't let you hang up before we finish this little bit of history lesson. I was going to announce that, but I'm glad that you called in to do that. I bet these young men don't know who you're talking about.
Well, Eugene McDuffie, which we call him Brother Jack McDuff, was one of the premier jazz organists in the world. He was born and raised in Champaign, and he highlighted artists. He started George Benson on his career. He was one of the first folks to hire George Benson in his band. And Mr. McDuff never forgot Champaign in his music. He had over 62 albums, and a lot of them portrayed places and things and sounds and people from Champaign-Urbana. And he was a whiz at the Hammond organ, which is a very, very hard instrument to master, but he is a product of Unit 4 schools, and he just has wonderful work. And if you gentlemen get a chance to, you know, go on the internet and look at his series. As a matter of fact, Kim Cronick has a series on Jack McDuff on WILL website. You can go on there and listen and be marveled by his wonderful music.
We actually remember some of the guys that we interviewed talking about Jack McDuff
and
how he was a great musician.
That's wonderful. See, it came back to you.
Yeah.
And we also had Count Demon. We can't leave out Count Demon. And they all played with the Bridgewaters.
Mm-hmm.
They used to play down at Campinas, at the Ambets. So we've got so much talent, so much history. Champaign-Urbana is not an ordinary place. There's no place like home. Everybody says that, but Champaign-Urbana is really a special place.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Miss Jackson, for sharing with us. These young men's lives have been enriched just with your call.
Well, I don't know about that anymore.
It's true.
Thank you so very much for hosting. You're such an elegant lady.
You know I got your back.
I really, really appreciate you, and thank you so very much.
All right. You have a good trip, babe.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I know y'all get tired of adults trying to school you all the time, but sorry, we can't help ourselves. Because you got to remember, too, your younger siblings are probably listening, a lot of young people are listening, a lot of adults who maybe need to remember some of these things. But getting back to this question, so what if young people know about the history and the spirit of the Douglas Drum Corps? I still want to get at, why is that important? Why is recapture, why is Black history important?
Well, it's important because, well, as far as the drum corps goes, the drum corps actually stopped for a period of time, and it like was in motion for a while, and they're actually trying to start it back now. And if young people younger than us, or same age as us even, if people knew about it, then it'd be a lot easier to start it back up again than it already is. And like, as far as we know right now, there's only a handful of kids that are actually participating in it, and we're trying to.
And yeah, like Jay said, they're actually trying to start it back up. One of the guys who was a former leader of the Douglas and the Drum Corps, Jesse Ratliff, is teaching Lee Duncan to start it back up, and he actually has a few young kids who's
currently participate, yeah. Right? They're certainly learning the ropes. I'm going to press you on this. You have not convinced me that this is important. So what if they started back up again? So what if young people know about it? Why is that important?
I think it's important to know what happened in your community.
Why?
And
okay, see what I'm doing now? That. Okay, well, see, no, this is good. This is important. Because the trick is to every day become more confident and articulate in what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so by me asking you these questions and you're stumbling, it's making your brain work a little bit harder, get a little bit sharper, and get a little bit more clear about what you think you know and what you stand for. Now, don't y'all take history classes in school? Mm-hmm. Why do you study history in school? Why is it important to know history, even if they ain't teaching you no Black history?
I mean, first of all, there shouldn't be a reason that you shouldn't know it. You know, as far as Champaign-Urbana goes, like the Drum Corps, they did a lot of stuff, and if they were to start it up again, like they're trying to do, I think what they want to do is get back to that same level of greatness that they were at already, and like, without people knowing about it in the first place, that's not possible. So somebody has to teach somebody about the history. Otherwise, nothing's going to happen. They have to know what, like, where they're actually trying to get to. They can't get to where they're going unless they know where they've been. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah, and it just wouldn't seem right if, like, they had it going on back in the day and they stopped. And then all of a sudden just brought it back and nobody knew about it, and people are asking, like, where did this come from?
Okay, well, so I'm asking you about something more than the drum corps right now. I'm asking you to grasp why Dr. P and why Miss Kim and why WILL and why your parents and why everybody is so invested in having the youth media workshop and helping our young African-American students recapture history. And why do we study history in school, and why is history important? Ms. Kim, jump in the conversation. Why is history important?
First of all, the way things are today aren't the way they've always been or the way they could be. And so when we see what's going on in our communities, sometimes we think this is all there can be. So while we know how people struggled and what they achieved and how things were different, how tons of people used to come to the park and watch the drum corps march in the 4th of July parade. And it's that spirit that is still in us that can be recaptured. And knowing that history helps us reconnect with that and move forward in perhaps different ways than we are currently, if we so choose.
And, you know, there are a couple of things that are like, for instance, there is this phrase, if you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat it. And what that means is there have been a lot of mistakes in history. I mean, you say the Douglas Drum Corps stopped. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to know that history, too. Yeah. Why did it stop? So we can learn What are the things that have gone wrong in history that we can learn from and correct to make things better? So it's not the question here today, why did it stop? But it's to study not just what has gone well in the past, but where have we stumbled? Where have we fallen down? Because if you don't study your history, you're bound to make those same mistakes again, right?
Well, as one of the people we interviewed, Bud Johnson, he said that it stopped because no other person was willing to continue the leadership, or they didn't have the skills to continue mm-hmm. the leadership, and after a while it just died out.
Okay, now we are going to have to take a break for the cause, and when we come back, I want to pick up on this question of history because it's really vital to the core mission of Youth Media Workshop. We'll be right back.
You don't have to look very far to find a superstar. Champaign-Urbana Area Project is sponsoring Champaign County's hottest superstar competition. 9 young finalists ages 13 to 18 will be performing jazz, gospel, R&B, country, and a little bit of old school. The main event is taking place on Thursday, September 21st at the Virginia Theater at 7 o'clock p.m. We need your help to select Champaign County's first superstar. Will it be your favorite, or will someone surprise you with a come-from-behind win? There is only one way to find out, and that's to show up on September 21st at the Virginia Theater. Tickets are $11 for adults, $9 for seniors, and $8 for youth. Get your tickets early because they will be $5 more for adults and $2 more for youth at the door. Be inspired, be encouraged, and be entertained. Come out, support your community youth in their first superstar competition.
Diet 2 warns you not to be fooled by a name. Listen carefully.
Hello, I'm Al from Honest Al's Used Cars.
His name is actually Steve.
You know, I'm a family man, just like you.
He lives alone with 2 ferrets.
I give all my used cars a 40-point inspection.
He covers the dents with bumper stickers.
I use genuine replacement parts.
Duct tape.
And you'll love our award-winning sales staff.
Carnival Freak Show.
So, come to Honest Al's.
Honest Al's? I don't think so. Don't be fooled by a name, like the Diet and Diet Mountain Dew. It's not what you expect. It's got everything you love about regular Dew. Great new taste and no calories. So once again, Honest Al, not honest. Diet Dew, not just diet. It's how Dew does diet.
Call your family-owned and locally operated Pepsi bottler for machine-vended beverage, snacks, sandwiches, and other services. The hassle-free way to provide food, snacks, and soft drinks for your employees. Pepsi, refreshing people where they work. For more information, call Darren Smith at 352-4126.
There are 3 things you can pretty much count on in life. We all know the first 2, but the 3rd has to do with breakfast. Not just any breakfast. I'm talking about the breakfast specials you'll find at Taffy's. Homemade biscuits and gravy, eggs, bacon, and pancakes. Or how about a ham omelet with hash browns and toast? All Taffy's breakfast specials are just $3.59 each and served daily from 6 to 11. And at Taffy's, senior citizens always get a 10% discount. Taffy's Restaurant, good food reasonably priced on Mattis next to Country Fair Shopping Center.
Welcome to Johnny's Gas and Goodies. You filled up at pump number 4. How do you wish to pay? Home equity loan, negotiable bonds, stock certificates, diamonds, gold, precious metals.
How high do gas prices have to go before you start thinking about the MTD for your transportation?
Just take a moment and catch your breath.
Right now, we're seeing gas prices $1.80, $1.90, even $2 a gallon. Maybe it's time to think about the MTD now.
I'm sorry, sir. We do not accept children or pets.
The MTD is the convenient, economical way to get around Champaign-Urbana. So relax. Enjoy your ride on the MTD. And don't forget to wave to the people as you pass by high prices at the pump.
Call 384-8184-MTD. Call 384-8184-MTD.
Are you trying to rebuild your credit? Looking for an apartment or a house? Call Gay's Place at 344-0700. You'll get that second chance. Gay's Place have two-bedroom apartments available at 15070 East Washington Street in Urbana and a three-bedroom house at 1308 Joanne Lane in Champaign. Have your security deposit and first month rent ready. Call Gay's Place at 344-0700 or visit their office at 123 West Main Street, Suite 220 in Urbana. Gay's Place, where there's a place and a price for everyone.
Pulse of the City, we're AM 1580 WBCB, which is Champaign Urbana, and East Central Noise forecast for today. Mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s with southeasterly winds right around 10 to 15 miles an hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the, around 60. And for Sunday, mostly sunny in the morning, then a chance of showers in the afternoon. Otherwise, highs in the lower 80s. Currently, we're at 77 degrees. Now let's return to the second part of Straight Talk Live with the very distinguished Imani Bazell.
Back, everyone. We're happy that you've stayed with us. Please join in on our conversation. Call us at 359-9227. We have in the studio this morning Mr. Nick Green, who is a junior at Urbana High School. And we also have Mr. Jay Walker, who is also a junior at Urbana High School. And in and out, we have Ms. Kim Cronick, who works at WILL Radio and Television. And they are with us this morning to talk about the Youth Media Workshop and the documentary that Nick and Jay and their friend Brian, who couldn't be with us today, have worked so hard on for the past... Y'all started in January putting this documentary together, and it's a documentary called And the Beat Goes On, The Spirit in the Legacy of the Douglas Center Drum Corps. So before we went to break, we were talking about history and the importance of history. And I just got my little young brothers in here trying to figure out, okay, she put us on the spot. Because a lot of times... Y'all have been through all these years of school, right? Mm-hmm. And you've been studying history since you were in elementary school. But sometimes the way we do school, we just ask you all to just memorize things, right? And just tell us back what you memorize. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I do and Ms. Kim does and Dr. P does and other people do through other program work with young people is to try to take it to the next level. And that is to ask some why questions. And that's about critical thinking. That's about taking learning to the next level. Learning, why am I learning? How am I learning? Right? And so those are the kinds of things we want to get to because... You know, y'all getting ready to be adults pretty soon, and we need adults to be able to be good thinkers. And so that's why sometimes when we put you on the spot and ask you harder questions, it's to push it to the next level because we're trying to grow adults. But we've got somebody on the line who wants to talk to you. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. This is Fern Foyne. How are you today?
Oh, hello. Welcome to the show. What would you like to share with us this morning?
You were talking about the things that was going on in the Champaign-Urbana area when I was younger and how we got together. There wasn't very many things to do in this town, and so we got together as a drum majorette and a drum team and a drill team, and so therefore we practiced in Douglas Park and on the Lawhead School ground, and it seems that we just got clusters and clusters of young women that wanted to do something and have a positive image in their life. And there wasn't, you know, very many planned programs. So we enjoyed that so much. I know I had over 50 young women that participated, and that also grew in. It was a family thing that their parents came out to see them practice, and that was the beginning of a significant thing in my life. Children played a very important part in my life, and that's, I think that was the beginning for me to go on with the Head Start program and raising up my own family. Champaign-Urbana is a good area to live in. You must be involved in your children from day one through the activities in church and school. It's important. Parent involvement is the most important thing in a child's life, because the parent is the first teacher in a child's life. And if we understand that, then we will, that's the first goal, that we must teach our young children how to be involved and how their influences influence their own children.
Now, we have a friend on the other side of the glass.
Yes.
Who wants you to acknowledge who you are.
I am Eric Dixon's mother.
That's right.
Eric Dixon is very much a part of my life. I have three children, and Eric is a very positive young person. And I don't know what I would do without Eric.
We don't either. Now, we really appreciate you calling in. And you, as we said earlier, are just a significant part of our local history. One of the things we were just talking with the young people about is that every day, though, we're creating new history.
Yes.
How can we recapture that spirit you're describing? What is the role of adults in helping young people capture and recapture that spirit? Because that was something really important to you and to other young women and young men that helped shape your character and shape your future. How could we do that again?
I think that one of the most important things that we have lost in our society, and especially young black people and people of color, we have lost the art of listening. And we must listen to our children. Sometimes we just, you know, let them talk and we're not listening. Mm-hmm. Listening and respect is one of the most important things that you can do in a young child's life, anyone's life. We have lost that art. That's why we lose contact. We must be involved and go and see what they're doing. Not just take their word and everything, but be involved in. Go to the school. I raised my children and my grandchildren. There wasn't a day that I wasn't up at that Centennial High School or that Franklin or Washington School. I think we need to recapture that listening and that respect, okay? And I think that's one of the most important things, is listening to your children and getting involved in their activities. And we need to do that.
Okay, well, Ms. Fern, we truly appreciate you calling, and our young men appreciate you, and we hope we're going to see you out next Saturday at noon at the Art Theater. Are you going to be able to come out?
I will hope to be able to be there. I certainly do. I remember your son. I remember Mrs.
Yes.
Fern being with your son.
That's right.
At the Head Start over the Disciples Foundation.
That's right.
Your son coming to her house, and she had this big closet of all these activities, and how he loved just coming there and just playing with the different things that she had in her home.
He loved his Miss Buffer.
And he loved him.
Well, you know what?
He's
a sophomore at the U of I now.
I know, and mm-hmm. I see him at church sometimes.
That's right.
And I barely recognize him. I know he's always wondered, who's that lady who's always speaking to me? He's very gracious and always speaks. And that comes from the home bringing up that he had at home, too.
Well, We try. We try. And we're going to give him a big hug for you today.
Thank you very much.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who do we have on the line?
My name is Bonnie LaShore.
Oh, welcome to the show. What do you want to share with us?
Gina Jackson was talking about the drill team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on that drill team.
Yay. Now, you know what? That I see this look on Nick's face, because what they mostly looked into, of course, was the drum corps part. Mm-hmm. But it seems that more and more the women are beginning to emerge, say, hey, wait a minute, we were involved in all of that, too. And Gina has really made the point that it was a joint effort. What can you tell us about that?
It was a together effort.
Mm-hmm.
Without the drill team, there was no drum team.
We hear that.
We went around all the state of Illinois winning trophies.
Now, what did it mean for you to be involved in that? How can we capture some more young women to want to make that kind of commitment?
It was like, it was a fun thing. The parents was involved. We had practices two, three times a week. We had leaders over us, mm-hmm, to make sure that we were there. We had suits. We had everything. We got out, and there was Mr. Ford. He made sure we had everything, and Bud Johnson, all of them. They had the same outfits we had.
Mm-hmm. Well, we
it
are.
It was like being on a chilling team.
Uh-huh.
So, but we traveled. We won trophies. We even went to New York and made second.
Now, we heard about that. Now, are you going to be there next Saturday? Are you going to be able to come out for the screening next Saturday at the Art Theater?
Yeah.
Very good. Now, listen, it sounds like there are quite a number of you all still in town. What do you think the possibility is of getting a hold of some of your sisters from that time period and all of y'all showing up together on Saturday?
Well, I'll see what I can do.
That would be wonderful, because I know the young men and the producers are going to want you all to stand up and be recognized on Saturday, right? The boys are shaking their head. Yeah, they want to see you. Fabulous. Okay, well, that is your charge between now and next Saturday, to gather up them folks, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What y'all think about that?
That's gonna be interesting to have all them in there.
That's gonna be real nice having, like, just because we didn't talk about the majorettes as much as the junior corps, that would be real cool to have all of them there.
That would just be wonderful. You know what would be hysterical, of course, if they all showed up dressed alike. If y'all are listening, get coordinated. Everybody would get a real kick out of that. Now, you know, because I am older, I remember. Now, I did not grow up in Champaign-Urbana, but the thing that's important to understand is this was not unique to Champaign-Urbana. These kinds of things existed in black communities actually all over the country. Mm-hmm. And I can remember down in North Carolina, this was really important. And the thing that I think, Kim, we're hearing from the adults a lot is not just that it was fun, but it was an activity to be involved in, and now a lot of young people don't have activities to be involved in, and so you end up maybe playing video games all the time or just, you know, hanging out with no guidance, no sort of direction, and a lot of our young people are getting in trouble who may not have gotten in trouble had they had these organized activities. What do you want to say about that?
And that's like what you just said. That's pretty much why we have the youth media workshop. And so I think we should have more programs and stuff like that out there.
I think that that's great. And, you know, one of the things I remember the most, Kim, like when I was in, used to be called junior high school. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all in a minute. We got somebody on the phone. Welcome, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, is this Miss Catherine? You know I know that voice.
Well, and I earlier I called just to make a comment, and I hope Gina
I and Vern are not the only people listening, I'm sure.
Now, Miss LaShore just called.
Oh, and Miss LaShore, yeah, because she knows. And you're talking about my big, I call him my big brother, but he's younger, Bud Johnson. And, mm-hmm. and they're familiar with Buddha. But Vern used to be the director of the drill team when I was a part of the drill team. But I can even remember, Gina talked about the 4th of July parade. Used to go down Green Street, and there was a Dairy Queen right at 1st and Green, or where we used to go and have ice cream while the parade was going by. But there are a lot of people still in Champaign that have a lot of this history. Because I first got involved with Kim because we were doing the youth media workshop, and at that point it was just girls, and I'm so glad we now have some young men involved.
Well, honey, are you coming next Saturday? Do you still have your drill team outfit? Because you the same, because I know you the same size. This child ain't grown in the past 60 years.
You know, we had everything. We had the boots. We even had the tall hat. Uh-huh. But it was fun. And they made sure, like Miss LaShore was saying, we practiced at Douglas.
Yes.
And Vern also commented, we practiced up at Douglas, and you hear the drums, and everybody would come out because they hear the drums, you know.
I think that the thing that I remember the most in that earlier time period was the dedication that it took to be involved. And I can recall the boys, because when I was growing up, there were boys drill teams too.
Oh, definitely.
Boys drill teams and girls drill teams. Mm-hmm. And they were what we call precision drill teams. And so they were serious. They were in sync. Not only did they look good with crisp, clean, sharp outfits, but all of the dance movements were very much in sync, and that's what they were judged on. And to be in sync in that way, to not just have creative, sharp movements, but that they just have such precision, that takes a level of commitment and discipline.
And
right?
Mm-hmm. On a daily basis, because
yes.
After you got home and did your homework and all of that, then you'd be up at the park because you had rehearsals.
Right.
You know, because the majority of us were still in school at the time. So that was a long time ago.
But again, that commitment and dedication can be recaptured.
To be able to recapture some of that and to be a part of that.
Well, Ms. Hogue, you got a job between now and noon next Saturday, and that's to turn out the folks, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and we will, you know, because I bring my grands and my great-grands. My son was part of the drill team. They called him Little Snap. And, you know, he was a part of the drill team. But I can remember Mom making, that was when the dashikis were popular, get together and sew these dashikis for the drum corps at that point, because our drill team at that point was non-existent. But, yeah, I mean, we have to make their uniforms so everybody has looked very nice, and it was just a lot of fun.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, Ms. Ho, we appreciate you calling in, and we're going to be looking for all the ex-majorettes and ex-drummers next Saturday and be able to give y'all a standing ovation.
Okay.
Okay, girl. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
They said, Now, Miss Kim, what is the role of adults? What is the role of adults in youth leadership development?
Well, I think... And Dr. P's not here. He's in St. Louis visiting his sister. But I think it's really is being a model and helping guide the youth to become leaders, to become future leaders, really, and to really help them, teach them your craft, teach them what you know, and then let them do it. For example, in this project, Allison Davis Wood, I want to also thank at WILL, she and I really showed the guys, and Henry Radcliffe showed them how to edit. Tim and Julius showed them how to light. And then we let them do it. We didn't push the editing buttons. We didn't tell them what order to put things in. They did it. We looked at their rough cut. We gave them guidelines, suggested changes. They made those changes where they felt they should be made. So that I think they would say that they own this product. It's their work. Is that right, Nick?
Is that true, guys?
Yeah, that's true. But we thank them because if they wouldn't have showed us, we probably wouldn't be able to put it together.
Exactly.
So they showed us like once, and if we messed up, they showed us again. But after that, we basically put it together ourselves. And so we thank all of them for that.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the trick is adults have skills and resources that we need to find a way to share with young people in organized ways.
Yeah.
But young people also need to be able to shape mm-hmm. what that final product is so they can be proud and pass that legacy on, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got probably just about a minute, but we've got a caller who wants to get in before we go off the air. Hello, caller.
Hey, how you doing? It's Lil Snap. I just heard my mom.
Hey, Lil Snap. So you used to do this, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I did for quite a few years. And with her help, we made a lot of 4th of July parades.
Wonderful.
Yeah, she made our Daishikis for a couple of years when we were, like you said, we were precision drum corps. Then we didn't have the ladies with us when we came through. So we were more of a precision men's drill team. So they kept us in the 4th of July parade with our little dashikis on, and we did the thing.
We love it. Now, you can't see these young men grinning from ear to ear here in the studio. They are so happy to hear your voice and that you would take the time to call in. You coming out next Saturday?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be there, but you know that lady won't let me miss that.
No, you can't miss that. Can
I heard it on the radio.
Can you dig that dashiki out? You ain't little no more. Well, we're going to have to get y'all some new dashikis.
Well, I think the dashiki thing might have played out.
No, no, we still Africans and we still proud.
Yeah, well, you know, I was able to get a hold of some friends of mine over the Champagne Valley Day weekend. We were thinking about, you know, just getting together and playing a little session. Anyway, so this Saturday here might be, you know, something we might just, you know, when we go to the screening, we might get with these guys here. Maybe they can come and listen to us one day.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Oh, they just jumped to the microphone. That would be good. And you know what? Kim and them will show up with some cameras. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you should just plan on doing that.
Well, like I said, we've already talked about it. I think it was about 7 or 8 of us over the Champagne Abandon Day weekend. We got together and we played a little bit during one of the practices that Jesse Ratliff had. And, you know, we talked about just getting together and going through our whole little routine, at least the parts of it that we can remember, you know, and what we sound like. Because we have fun. Back when we did, we marched through the town and everything, you know, like they were saying, you know, everybody came out and listened to us and clapped. And it was a real proud thing being in the drill team when I came up.
That's wonderful. Well, we're going to hold you to that.
For the other guys
That's right.
To tag on, because I went up there one day and it was only like five or six of them, and that was kind of, you know, disheartening, but you know, you got to start somewhere.
That's right. Well, we're going to hold you to rebuilding this, so we're going to look for you next Saturday, okay?
I probably will be there.
All right. Thanks for calling here. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. Brother Eric, we got another minute? He's going to give us another minute, y'all. So, Mr. Nick and Mr. Jay, what do you want to make sure happens as a result of you all putting this hard work into putting this documentary together?
Everybody to learn about what we did and what the drum corps did. And like you were talking about history, I think we're making history by bringing the community the history of the Douglas Center Drum Corps.
Personally, after listening to everybody talk, I actually just want everybody to see each other again. That's because, like, hearing people talk on the radio, this is kind of cool. So I like to see people's reaction when they see, you know, somebody they used to know a long time ago but don't really get to see them anymore. I like to see how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, I think what I'm picking up is you all started out thinking, I think you were making a gift for people your age and younger, and what you're realizing is this is a gift for people my age and older, isn't it?
Yeah. We're bringing them back together. And, like, we actually had that idea of seeing them all together. And so for them to call and say they want to be back together, that's great.